Thank you for joining us here today at the CGMF Prayer Line. I'm going to be kind of punting or turning back the clock a bit. I think you could also use the word repent, but basically I am going to go back to, and we made the decision here at CGMF to go back to the daily devotions. Too many of you have called, too many of you have asked about it. We had a lot of people that have emailed us and miss it. And even though it's difficult with my schedule and what I have to do here and at other ministries as I try to help out, I'm going to work as fastidiously as possible at being able to do the daily messages for you. And I pray that they'll be a blessing to you. And for the next few days, I'm going to be talking about the sevenfold nature aspects of the blood, the sevenfold nature or aspects of the blood. And today's message is going to emphasize knowing the word, how important it is. You can't apply something unless you really know it. You know, I practice out certain things that I really don't know too well, but when I get a handle on it and I recognize how to operate, things work together for good. Well, it's the same way spiritually. If I take what I know and I believe in my heart is the right thing and I begin to apply it, even if I don't totally understand its inner workings, etc., if I give it time, it works its way through. But a lot of believers don't really know what the blood of Jesus does for them, and so it's a sad scenario. And so when we talk about pleading the blood or applying the blood of the Lord to our lives, you know, we basically get it when we first get saved and that's it, and we think once all covers all. And that's not necessarily it. I find in my own personal time in prayer life, if I each and every day, as I try to, each and every day in my prayer time in the morning or evening, remember to apply the blood of the Lamb before I get started in my prayer time, I feel much more at liberty and at one with God in ministering to Him and vice versa, and seeing through my prayer time with effectiveness in the Lord. I have a prayer card, actually a proclamation card, I use every single time that I pray. And it talks about what the blood does for me. And our backdrop for the next few days in our devotions is going to be from Revelation 12:11, where it says, they gained the victory over him on account of the blood of the Lamb and the word of their witness. And here's some of the things that the blood does for you folks. And I state these every day in my prayer time. I testify to Satan personally as to what the word says the blood does for me. Hey, I first got to know what the word says, right? And today, our first devotion of the year is this, knowing the word and how to apply the blood. Knowing the word and how to apply the blood. Through the blood of Jesus, I'm redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, continually cleanses me from all sin. Through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I had never sinned. Through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Satan has no place in me, no power over me, through the blood of Jesus. And I have scriptures that go with each and every one of those proclamations. One is Revelation 12:11, the other Ephesians 1:7, another Psalm 107:2. Then 1 John 1:7, Romans 5:9, Hebrews 13:12, and 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. I'm a word person. I believe in the word. I believe in the effectiveness of the covenant of the word. And if you do, and you apply it accordingly, God is going to bless you. How do we overcome Satan? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony? Three elements are at work. Three elements. One, the blood, of course. Two, the word of God. Three, our testimony. The blood, the word, and our testimony. And this is how we should look at Revelation 12:11. We overcome Satan when we personally testify as to what the word says the blood of Jesus does for us. Just like I mentioned, these proclamations. It is very clear that if we are going to testify to what the word says the blood does for us, we will have to know what the word says about us and what the blood does for and to us. Over the next few days, I hope to teach about these things and minister to you about this sevenfold nature and aspects of the blood. And I pray that God will bless you and God's word would accomplish much in your heart. So consider the word today. And in the next few days, I pray that you will begin to take into your heart some things that will help you in your walk with God and have victory in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. Because of what the word says, I proclaim that I have overcome Satan by testifying to what the blood of Jesus has done for me. I testify to Satan personally as to what the word says the blood of Jesus does for me. I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. I have had my sins forgiven. I am cleansed by the blood. I am justified by the blood. I'm set apart and sanctified by the blood. I'm redeemed by the blood, cleansed by the blood. And I have victory over Satan through the blood. Thank you, Lord, for the victory that Jesus has procured for me. And I overcome by his power and his nature through me and in me. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray that the next few days of study will bless you, and I pray as we get back into this daily concept of devotion, which you folks have convicted my heart about in your loving statements and prayer requests and thoughts. I pray that God will bless, and each and every one of us will grow in grace and knowledge of God, and in this next year, be better off as we focus in each and every day on the Lord and allow him to bless us as he can. If you need to reach us here at the ministry, please call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. It's great to be with you. God bless you today and look forward to our fellowship here at the prayer line. God bless you in Jesus' name.